Welcome back, everyone, to learning about the Beis HaMikdash from Hilchos Beis HaBechira of the Rambam. We are now in Perek Rishon, Chapter 1, Halacha Hey, Halacha Number 5. And here the Rambam starts describing the most essential parts of the Beis HaMikdash, both in the building and in what was in it. So he says, Ve'elu heim hadvarim sheim ikir bebinyan habayis. These are the things that are fundamental in building the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, what the Rambam means by that is, there are many other parts of the Beis HaMikdash, what the Rambam is not going to talk about right now, but these are the things that actually make it a Beis HaMikdash. Without them, it's just not a temple. First of all, Oisim Boi Kodesh. We make a room in the Beis HaMikdash called the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Holy of Holies. So there's the Holy and then the Holy of Holies. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is to the west of the Kodesh. The Yia Lifnei HaKodesh, and then before the Kodesh, to the east of the Kodesh, there should be Mokoim Echad, a place, Huam Mikra Ulam, and that is called the Ulam, which is like sort of like an antechamber. Ushloshtam, and all three of these rooms, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh, and the Ulam, Nikroim Heichal, are called the Heichal, which is, means the sanctuary. The Oisim Mechitza Acheres, and then you make another wall. Besides for the walls of the Heichal, you make an additional wall, Saviv LeHeichal, surrounding the sanctuary, Urechoika Mimeno, a little bit distant from it, Ke'ein Kale HaChotzer, that are similar to the beams, the walls of the courtyard, Shehoyu B'Midbar, that was in the desert. So in the desert, there was the Mishkan, and then surrounding the Mishkan, there was a wall. So to the Beis HaMikdash, you had the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Ulam, all called the Heichal. And then surrounding that, you had a wall. V'chol ha-mukaf b'mechitza zu, and anything which is surrounded by that wall around the Heichal, shul ke'ein chatzar oyo moyed, which would be like the courtyard of the Mishkan, hu anikra azora. That part is called the azora, which means the courtyard, the hakoil, and everything together, nikra mikdosh. It's called the mikdosh. So you have the azora, which is the courtyard. Then you have the Ulam, and when the Ulam contains three rooms. You have the Heichal, which contains three rooms. The Ulam, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I will be posting a picture on the group so you get a sense of what I'm talking about. Halacha Vav. V'oisim b'mikdash shiva kelim. In the Mikdash there are seven vessels. Again, seven fundamental vessels. And these are the vessels. Mizbeach le'oila u'l'shar karbonis. There's an altar, a mizbeach, for the oila and the rest of the karbonis. What does that mean? An oila was a type of carbon, was a type of sacrifice, which the entire animal was consumed. No human being benefited from it. And then there's other type of sacrifices, which some of them were given to the kohen, some were given to the owners. The Rambam over here says that you need to build an altar, a mizbeach, le'oila u'l'shar karbonis. It's interesting that the Rambam divides the oila and the rest of the karbanos, and the Mefarshim explain, because he's actually basing himself on the expression of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'zavachta olav, you shall slaughter on it es oilois secha, your oilois, ve'eshlamecha, and the shlamim, meaning other type of karbanos." So to the Rambam here says, "Mizbeach la'oila v'shar karbanos." What he means is the mizbeach upon which animal sacrifices were brought. The chedesh, you need to have a ramp. A slanted ramp on which she'olim boilam mizbeach, which you go up on the mizbeach. Later on, the Rambam will explain that it is forbidden to use stairs. It has to be a ramp. Where was this mizbeach situated? U'mekoymoy lifnei ha'ulam. It's in front of the ulam. Again, in front of the sanctuary. It's in the azara. And where in front of the ulam? U'moshuch ledoroim. And it is to the southern side. Again, I'll post a picture so you understand what's going on. The kiyar, then we have a kiyar, which is a big vessel of water, which had like faucets, which they used to use to wash their hands. The chanoi and the basis, the base of the kiyar. And the purpose of the kiyar was, lekadish mimenu hakoyanim yideyam miragleyam la'avoida, that the koyanim would sanctify their hands and feet. They would wash it before they began the service of the Beis HaMikdash. Umekoymoy, and the place of the kiyar, is also beina ulam la mizbeach. It's between the ulam, sanctuary, and the mizbeach. Umoshuch ledorim, and it is also on the southern side. Shehu smoil hanichlas lamikdash, which would be on your left when you went into the Beis HaMikdash. Because you went into the Beis HaMikdash, you would be walking towards west. you're coming from the east towards the west, and therefore on your left-hand side would be the south, and that there the kiyor would be. Another vessel, umizbeach l'ktoires, there's a mizbeach for incense, umenoira and the candelabra, menoira, the shulchan and a table, which they would put the bread, the showbread, ushloshtom, and these three vessels, besoich hakodesh, would be in the kodesh, lifnei kodesh hakodoshim, before the Holy of Holies, like the Rambam will describe in the next halacha, where all these vessels were situated in the kodesh. Have a wonderful day.